That was close, human. You need to be more careful. These woods are dangerous. What is a lone centaur doing in these parts anyway? Very unusual for one to be alone like this. That is, for the last few centuries at least. You knew that? Then what were you doing skulking around one? Why on earth would you approach one then? Foolish human, they're not like the horses you might be used to. Uh-oh. Run, human, run! Oh, my head, that was right in the horn. Wait, where am I? This isn't my bed. The last thing I remember was running from that centaur. Oh, you're that human, the one from the forest. Did you bring me back here to your hut? Zeus's teeth. My side stings like nothing else. Oh. Thank you for bandaging my wound. Most humans wouldn't bother. I'm sure I've intruded on too much of your time already, so I'll just be on my way. Fuck. It's nothing. I'm fine. I've had worse. Thank you once again. I really have caused you too much trouble. I'll be fine. I did not save you in hopes of being repaid. Just bandaging me was more than enough. It's not that dark yet, and anyway, I can see well enough at night. That wasn't my stomach. It was my, growl of frustration, you see. I may look like an animal, but I am not some pet that needs to be looked after. Even if dinner does smell delicious. Ugh. Fine. Fine, human. You win this time. I'll stay for dinner. But then I'll be on my way. Agreed? Oh, you're hurt as well. Yes, a centaur arrow can really pack a punch. I would know. I hope it's taught you the valuable lesson of sneaking up on dangerous monsters. Myself included. I live in the forest. I keep an eye out for the monsters and foolish humans who may very well become their prey. You were lucky this time, but you shouldn't ever try something so stupid like that again. Understood? My story, it's not the happiest tale. I've been alone nearly my entire life, hidden away in these woods. The last memory I have of my mother was the feeling of being held before awakening, cold and alone. I do not recall even her face, just her scent. The nymphs took pity and helped raise me so I would survive. Then one day, I decided to patrol these woods for the monsters that lurked there, to start saving innocent lives who might be attacked. I could not merely sit by and watch as the horrors of our world affected yours. I know all too well what it's like to be tossed aside to fend for yourself. It is why, despite my size, you need never fear me. A beast I may be, but it is not easy having a kind heart in a cruel world. I take care of those weaker than me, because this is my penance, my only reason to live, until the gods see fit to end the misery of this cursed existence. Please, do not pity me. I have no use for pity. Now fear. Fear is a good motivator. Without fear, how would any of us survive? But pity? Nothing good can come from pity. So often humans look at me with fear in their eyes, thinking of me nothing but another monster that would tear their throats out. I can't blame them. I've come to resent my own reflection. But you, your gaze holds a curiosity I have not seen before. What are you curious about, human? You don't have to be shy. You can come closer. I won't bite. Oh, I can see you more clearly now. Everything before was such a blur. You are quite beautiful. I feel bashful in your presence. I know how to react to spite, anger, and even distaste. But you are so innocent. It wounds me to see your skin marred. May I get a closer look? I promise I won't touch. I ask now, as I did not before, why did you run so deep into the forest? You were lucky you were only hurt. What if you had been killed? You think no one would have noticed or cared? You are unattached. More than that, you are lonely. We have that in common, I suppose. How did one such as yourself come to be alone? Why do the fates tempt me so? You chose to be? Believe me, human, if you have the opportunity to have someone beside you, you should take it by the horns, if you will. That was a cute laugh. I like that. Truly, I can't remember the last time I've had a conversation such as this one with someone. Thank you. No, I was just surprised. No one has ever reached out to touch me like that, even just on my arm. Perhaps I should go. I have worn your hospitality too thin, I believe. The forest needs me, and I... Wow, human, I never thought. Do I not intimidate you? Am I not a vicious beast of the forest? You're not frightened at all? I don't understand. You find me handsome. Now that I cannot believe. I am a monster. Surely you mock me. What? Human? Now what are you doing? Will you please get off me? No, I will not move you. I don't want to hurt you. Your mouth tastes so sweet, and you smell divine. Your touch upon my face is so gentle. How is it that someone so lovely could look so fondly on some thing like me? Oh, fuck. That's my... You're grinding down on me. Careful. It's... You don't have to do this. You owe me nothing. I don't. I'm too big. I could crush your entire body with one hand without any effort. You're so much smaller than me. What if I hurt you? I would never forgive myself. That feels amazing. Fuck. Your hands and mouth, your body and mine. I have never known such pleasure. The smell of your arousal is awakening my basest desires. Your hand on my cock, human. It's gods above and below. Please, can I touch you too? I want to make you feel as good as you've made me. My fingers along your body, do they feel good? Tell me if it hurts. I don't want it to hurt. Fuck. You're so warm against me. Like a living flame in my hands. Oh, go faster on my cock, will you? This feels better than I could have ever dreamed. You want me inside you? I don't think that's a good idea. Look at me. Look at my cock. I would split you open more likely than not. Perhaps here. Let me turn you around. You seem surprised. Did you think these muscles are just for show? Part your legs. Let me put my cock just like that. Wrap them around my cock. And I can bounce you up and down. That's it, my sweet human, just like that. your legs hugging my cock. I could scarcely imagine anything more pleasurable. Your sounds are exquisite. Moan for me, human. Let me know how good this feels for you. I don't think I'm going to last long. I'm not gripping your hips too hard, am I? My heart is pounding in my chest. The blood of my veins could rival the lava of Mount Etna. Fuck. Human, I must go faster. Tell me if it's too much. Please. I felt your thighs tighten around me. You will be the death of me, human, I swear. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Grab my horns. I'm going to erupt. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm so close. Amazing. I'm sorry that it had to end so soon. Did you finish, human? I'm sorry. I was so caught up in my own lust I neglected. No, please. I want to make you feel good. Yes, I'm still hard. I have a lot of stamina, even for a monster. Are you sure? I don't want to hurt you. All right. But at the first sign of pain, I will stop. Move forward onto your hands and knees. That's it. I will lick your hole to prepare you. I was not expecting such a sweet taste, like ambrosia. I don't think I could ever tire of you, nor run out of new ways to give you pleasure. You're shaking a little. Do you want me to stop? As you wish. Touch yourself for me, human. I want to hear how good this feels. I want to make sure you're good and ready for me. All right. I cannot say I have anticipated this, human. But I am looking forward to it all the same. right? That's only the tip. Oh, I feel... Fuck. Elysium surely pales in comparison. A little more in. And I'll slide in and out a bit. Keep moaning for me. Let me know how this feels. One such as you deserves to be kissed everywhere. All the way? Are you sure? I'll go in as far as I can. There. That's it. That's all I can give. Fuck. Human. How are you? Tell me how this feels. Your moans are driving me wild. Your skin is hot to the touch and slick with sweat. I have to move. Tell me if I should stop at any time. By the gods, you're so fucking warm and tight around me. Growing up, I saw the nymphs take so many partners. I never understood such desires. Until now. It excited me to watch, though I was sure no one would take me as a partner. I tried to never let myself hope for such ecstasy until now. Fuck. This feels good, but I need more. Can I fuck you faster? I promise I won't hurt you. You're bucking your hips against me. I can hardly stand it. I'm gripping you so tightly. I suspect you'll see my handprints on your skin for days to come. I want you to look at them and remember this. Remember how good I made you feel. Oh, you like the sound of that, don't you, human? I felt you tightening around me. Keep touching yourself, human. I want you to have all the pleasure in the world. Oh. Fuck. That was a glorious sound. You really do like the idea of being marked. How do my teeth on your shoulder feel? Oh, fuck. Faster. Faster. Don't hold back, human. Scream for me. Give me your orgasm. Show me how good this fucking feels. Let yourself be consumed by this pleasure. Don't stop. Don't stop moving and screaming and touching yourself. Fuck. I'm so close again. I need to go faster and grip you harder as I pound into you. Are you close? I can feel you shaking around me. Your breathing is coming out in such needy pants. Your whimpers spur me, human. You need more, and I intend to give you all of me. Yes, human. Come on. Faster, human. Come on. You are so close, human, and so am I. Human, lay back against me in my lap. I cannot keep myself upright, and I would hate to crush you. My side is just fine, thank you for asking. Such embraces mend wounds that do not show. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Did you enjoy yourself? I wasn't too rough, was I? Thank the gods. I still disapprove of your actions in the forest, but I suppose I cannot be too upset anymore. You most certainly will not be allowed to repeat such brash actions. From now on, I will accompany you. If you wish, that is. You will never know how good it is to hear those words. There never was a creature as happy as I am in this moment.